we have some prayer requests. Yes.
We have a few this morning. We want to pray for Cy Howenstein, who's in the hospital. We want to pray for Brandy Moeller, who's having screws removed from a previous foot surgery today in Altus. My friend Angela's Aunt Vicky had a heart attack yesterday, yesterday or the day before, and is in the hospital in Oklahoma City. And then the family of Jeannie Allen, she was just my age. She was just 47 years old. I haven't really seen her since we've grown, but she was always the sweetest, had a big smile, and she seemed like she was full of faith. She had a long health struggle, so she passed away yesterday.
All righty. Father God, we come to you in behalf of these individuals, Lord. Cy Howenstein, who is in the hospital. Lord, you see the situation as it is, God, and you see those that are attending him. You see even that he may be having his own little moment as well, Lord, being frustrated about his situation in the hospital. I don't know how he's feeling, Lord, but he could be having a moment. And so, Father God, I just pray that you would touch him in a special way. Oh, God, just touch his emotions. Let him stay balanced, Lord, and let him be in a prayerful mode to pray over those that are attending him, Lord, even as we pray now, Lord, for those medical people, doctors, nurses, whoever, Lord, that's attending him and causing the best for him to happen, Lord. We pray that you would just give doctors and nurses and all, Lord, the knowledge of what they need to do that will be helpful for him and not hinder his recovery. We pray for a speedy recovery for him. We pray that he's not in extreme pain as well, God. We pray for Brandy Moeller, who is having screws removed from a previous foot surgery today, Lord, this in Altus, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that whatever has been done in the past, Lord, to for the healing of this foot, Lord, we just pray that the foot is healed and is she's making progress, that as they go in to remove these screws, it will not cause no type of infection, it won't cause no type of injury, but we look for her to be able to have a full restoration and movement in that foot, God. Where there might be soreness and tenderness, Lord, we pray, Lord, for that to quickly subside, Lord, and for her to be made whole, God, in that area so she can function and walk about and do as she desires, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Angela's Aunt Vicky, who had a heart attack in the hospital, God, in Oklahoma City, Lord. That we pray, Lord, that you would cause those that are attending her, Lord, oh God, to show forth favor, show forth kindness unto her. Lord, we thank you for you giving them to be used by you, Lord, as facilitators of her healing. We thank you, God, that for touching her physical heart. Oh God, wherever any damage may have occurred in that area, be it through arteries, blood vessels, the heart, chambers, and all. We pray for healing for the whole entire circulatory system, God, of her heart. Healing, divine health and strength, wholeness, wellness within her, God, making her whole in that area, God. We pray, Lord, that you would touch her in her emotions, Lord, that she will rely on you, Lord, that she will just know that you are moving in her behalf. Oh, God, we thank you for it. Look on the family of Jeannie Allen, Lord. I pray, God, that they would be strengthened in their faith walk with you, God, that they would hold tightly to one another and hold tightly to you, God, as they come eventually to celebrate her life, Lord, in whatever type of service that they will be having. Lord, we just thank you for that, God. And we just pray, Lord, for the comfort and the joy of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to lift them in their hour of sorrow and grief, that they'll find moments of joy and moments of laughter, even in the memory of her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen.
Western Plains Down Bikers Association is having a motorcycle awareness event on May 13th from 10 to 5 p.m. It will be located at the Elk City Convention Center at 1016 East Airport Industrial Road in Elk City. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635, or you can email him at crosscutcreation@gmail.com. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Sister Melanie Randall. Her title is, What is a Mother to Do? The Story of Naomi. Back to you, Sister.
All right, let's see if we can get this on wrapped up here. I want to share how redemption comes in this story here. And when you go to chapter 2, we find out that when they come back to Bethlehem, that Ruth ends up gleaning in the fields. And this is what individuals did behind those that harvested it. With those that harvested, they would bundle up the stalks of wheat or barley or whatever and take them on. And the corners of the fields, they would not get the, they would not bundle up those stalks. They would leave them open, and whatever they would drop as they would bundle up stuff, they would let the individuals that were less fortunate come in and get those particular grains of seed there. And so this is what Ruth is inquiring of to do. with her mother-in-law. When you read, I'm going to read it first, starting at verse 1 here, chapter 2. And it says, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Now, what I like about that passage right there is that Ruth regards the advice of her mother-in-law. She just didn't take off and says, well, you know, somebody's going to have to work. You're too old. And, you know, somebody's got to try to make a way for us to have a living here. You know, I'm getting out of here. I'll see you later on. No, she asked her. She says, please, would you allow me to go into the fields to glean? And then Ruth says, yes, you go right ahead. And so it is good to see that she would, you know, even inquire of her advice in this situation. So now as time goes on, we go on to verse 22, because she's starting to find favor with Boaz in the field, because she's ended up gleaning in his field, and she finds favor with him. And verse 22, and Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field. So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. And as you see, here's Naomi still telling her, you know, it's good that you continue to do that, you know. And so she's hearing the advice of Naomi even in that, to continue in the way that she's is going. In chapter 3, you have Naomi coming to her, because Naomi's got a plan for the redemption of what has happened concerning her husband and the land that was his and all. And so Naomi says to her, that Naomi and her mother-in-law said to her, my daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, whose young women you were with, is he not our relative? In fact, he is a winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Then it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do. And she said to her, all that you say to me, I will do. Look at Ruth right there. She, you know what, a lot of us just feel like we're just too grown nowadays. Nobody can tell us nothing. I'm grown. You know, you can't tell me. But she's just receiving all the advice that she can have. For one thing, she's a Moabite woman, and so she's in the culture of these Israelite people, and so she feels like if anybody's going to know, you know, what I need to do in these situations, it should be her. These are her people. I'm following her. See, this is what she says she's going to do. I'm going to follow you. She's not trying to take the lead, but she's letting Naomi take the lead in this situation. And then she just says, whatever you say, do, hey, I'm all for it. I'm going to do just as you instruct me to do. All righty. Now, so redemption comes in the form of Boaz. He sees what she has done and laying at his feet and everything. And then they start talking about, trying to think how far down I want to go in this here. Let's start at verse 8. Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself there. A woman was lying at his feet, and he said, who are you? So she answered, I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative. Then he said, blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, and that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now, it is true that I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning. And she does as she has been told to do there. And then you go into chapter 4, where Boaz talks about this situation. 4 and verse 1, now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of one of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, come aside, friend, sit down here. So he came aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down here. So they sat down. Then he said to the close relative, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth and Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance. And the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it. So what ends up happening, Boaz ends up having to redeem the land because he wanted the land, but he wasn't trying to take on the responsibility of having Ruth and Naomi as well. And so, you know, when you look at the redemption plan that God has for us, he has redeemed us all with the baggage we had and everything. He's not saying I'm just going to redeem a portion of, you know, of the people, or I can't redeem because of this situation. God redeemed us just all in full with his salvation. I'm so glad he didn't put all kind of stipulations for us to say that, you know, if you weren't born here, or you weren't part of this tribe or whatever, you know. He came to save all. He came to redeem us all. This is the plan of redemption. And so Boaz does redeem and takes on Ruth as his wife. Now, Ruth, you know, when you look at redemption, I want to read this here because this is what takes place in redemption. This is something I have written that God gave me a lot of years ago. But think about the words that, as I read. It says recall, return, repent, refresh, renew, restore, regain, receive, reform, reclaim, revive, rebuild, remain, rejoice. That's the plan of redemption. And so not only was Naomi and Ruth redeemed, but this redemption plan went on through the lineage of into King David, because who Ruth had was Obed. And Obed begot Jesse, which was King David's father. And then Christ came through that same lineage as well. And so we see a redemption plan for a people that was then. We see a redemption plan for a people that is now. And we see a mother-in-law that had a godly impact on a daughter-in-law. And the redemption plan could go because she was willing to accept the advice of her mother-in-law. She was willing to receive godly advice. Now, you can't receive everything. If it, you know, you just can't receive all kind of advice that is not, you know, helping you, is hindering you in your walk. But this was helping her to be integrated more and more into the things of God by her receiving the advice that Naomi gave unto her. And Naomi didn't have to be called bitter no more. She could be looked at him as that woman, that gentle, pleasant woman that she always had been in the first place. And so I hope that you all have received something out of this lesson today. I hope that every mother that celebrates Mother's Day on Sunday, that you will be feeling like you are somebody special. And if nobody says nothing to you, know that you are special in the eyesight of God. Mothers have one of the most strategic jobs in the world. I'm telling you, we've got one of the most strategic jobs in the world to raise the next generation of people. And so God bless each and every one of you.
Sister Monica said, I needed this. Thank you so much. Great word. And it was. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Tina Dobbs. Our sister Monica's mama, Eva Fleming, was behind the iPad. And from Sister Melanie Randall, y'all have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.